You may feel you've heard about presidential politics from every possible angle, except perhaps the one commentator Miles Hoffman has in mind. With his many years as a professional violist to draw on, Miles has dared to compare running for political office to running for orchestra. Basically, says Miles, an audition is an audition. He promises he'll cover the differences, too, but for the moment, he says, consider that, like the presidency, a seat in a major orchestra is a plum job and it's hard to get.
In an audition for an important job in a big orchestra, let's say principal flute of one of the major orchestras, first of all, a job like that may only open up every 30 or 40 years. And so you may have 200 candidates who show up for an audition, and they all start out behind the screen and nobody has any idea who they are. And as we go along here, Bob, we'll drop in a few famous audition pieces for the different instruments.
All right, I'm stuck on the screen here.
Okay.
I mean, they know who's behind the screen.
No.
They know whether it's a 23-year-old female or a 50-year-old guy.
No, they don't.
Oh, come on.
No way. You're behind the screen, and the idea there is to eliminate any possibility of favoritism. And then if you get passed on to the semifinals or the finals, very often those are not behind the screen. It depends on the orchestra. Let's do an audition. We can do an on-air audition here. You're going to be the audition committee. There is a section in Igor Stravinsky's Petrushka. Every trumpet player has to be prepared to play this. We're going to hear two different trumpet players, Bob. They're from two major orchestras. From orchestra number one. And now, candidate number two.
Coin flip.
Coin flip. It's not so easy. That's what's interesting here. The differences are sometimes infinitesimal.
Do you play before focus groups to try out your piece?
Actually, you do play, if you're smart, you play for friends and you play for colleagues and you have people critique your performance. You also have to assemble financing, Bob, in the sense that if you live in New York City and you're auditioning for the Oregon Symphony, you got to fly out there for an audition. They don't pay your way. It's like the candidates who have to decide where they're going to buy TV advertising in which state. You have to decide which auditions you think you have a good enough shot at, and financing your airplane trips to auditions is not always so easy.
This is very cool because this is about merit. Wouldn't it be great if all jobs were filled this way?
Well, the funny thing is that it is about merit. But it's not just about playing merit, because personality enters into this as well. If you are going to be a member of a horn section, example, and there are four horns in a major orchestra. Let's say the principal horn player is sitting on the audition committee and you're auditioning for third horn. If they know that you're a difficult person to get along with, that's a reason to think twice about accepting somebody into the orchestra, even if that person plays beautifully. Now, sometimes there are intangibles that count that shouldn't. And then we get into favoritism. Who you studied with, whether your father is a famous musician and you want that person.
I came in 10th at the audition, but we went to conservatory together so many years ago.
Well, the problem with that is that if you were 10th, it would be a little hard. I mean, it's a different thing if you came in 2nd and it's very, very close and you went to conservatory with the music director's significant other and they want you in the orchestra. And then things can get a little squiggly.
Okay, what if you played beautifully, but you had this one Howard Dean moment, a little squeak?
Well, that's a good way to lose an audition, I'm afraid. Again, audition committees, unfortunately, need to look for ways to narrow the field, to eliminate people. The difficult thing when you're playing an audition is if you make one mistake, to forget about it. But it's a strange process, Bob, because you go to conservatory, you go to music school to learn to play as beautifully as you can. And then you find yourself in the situation where you're playing to win.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what you've trained for, to win. I think it was Béla Bartók who said competitions are for horses. And if you have that in mind, that this is a competition and that you're trying to beat 199 other candidates, it's very hard to simply play as beautifully as you can.
Is there a moment before you go out there, you're backstage or wherever, mm-hmm. and you're with other competitors?
Yes.
And you talk some trash, get into their heads?
No. It's all very friendly, and you may be thinking trash, but you don't talk the trash. Actually, what I think is the funniest, most interesting parallel here with politics is actually not a parallel. It's one of the biggest differences, is that once you win a job in a symphony orchestra, you're on probation for a year. They try you out for a year. Now, imagine if they did that in politics. Well, no, he's been in office for a year. I don't think so. But they can, in the first year after you get a job, the music director can say, nope, not the one I want, and they don't have to give you any reasons. Now, the other thing, though, that's also not quite the parallel with politics is once you have passed the year of probation, then in major symphony orchestras where there are union regulations and all that, you have tenure. Mm-hmm. And then you are el presidente for life. You know, you can get the job at the age of 20 and keep it until you retire.
It's more like being a federal judge.
Yeah.
Miles Hoffman is violist and artistic director of the American Chamber Players. The titles and composers of the music in this interview are at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.